Hello, it's Wednesday, November 9th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Before we bring our guest on today, Mr. Russ Diamond from PA Clean Sweep, we have some more breaking news. It's like every day there's a new revelation here at Wing TV. It was yesterday afternoon, and the phone rang. Lisa picks it up. Take it from there.
And it was John Stadtmiller of Republic Broadcasting Network for the third time in a week on the phone.
Now, supposedly, the things we have to say here, according to John and others, we don't matter. Nobody listens to us. Nobody likes us. But if nobody listens to us and we don't matter, why is John Stadtmiller calling us three times in 1 week?
Yeah, I know. Instead, we should be eating worms, right, if we're that despised. Throughout, but anyway, he called us for the third time in a week, and he asked me if we have a lawyer. And so I said, no, John, we don't have a lawyer. And he said, well, you better get one. And I said, would you like to speak to Victor? And so he said, sure. So I handed the phone over to Thorne.
And he asked the same things. Victor, do you have a lawyer? I said, no, John, we don't have a lawyer. Well, you better get one, because I'm going to file a lawsuit against you. Well, the whole thing is recounted on the Wing TV homepage, at least part one of it. And we start off by saying, when things get too hot for people like John Stadtmiller, what do? Threaten legal action.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of what Mike Rupert did several months back.
Yeah, Stadtmiller better stand in line, because last year Rupert threatened to sue us three times within 3 months.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, Paul Isaac Jr., left a message threatening us with legal action. So, John, stand in line. You're not the first one.
Yeah, and he actually got kind of annoyed that we don't want to help him sue us.
Yeah, he wanted our address here at home. I said, John, I think you should get that on your own. Oh, so you're not going to be cooperative about this, are you? I was like, yeah, John, we're going to help you to sue us. You know, what else do you need from us? It's unbelievable. So we started talking about it last night, and John didn't specify upon what grounds he's going to sue us.
Right, and you know, this coming from someone who has urged people on his network to not engage attorneys, but to actually represent themselves in court situations. Now, I guess when it's convenient for Stadtmiller, he knows how to use a bar attorney.
Yeah, so we started wondering, why is he suing us? And,
yeah,
of course, it has to do with these recent articles, we're sure. So we started reading over them. And we started to see if we said anything that was incriminating that we said about John Stadtmiller. But what we saw was that what we were serving or acting as reporters, weren't we?
Yes. Instead of John directing his rampant anger and fury at the person who actually said the things about him that made him so angry, he's directing it at us for reporting on what is common knowledge within the Patriot community and what has been documented and established in public domain now for years.
Right. Who was the person that said that John Stadtmiller ripped him off for $80,000? Was it Lisa Giuliani and Victor Thorne? No, it was his former and now current business partner, Jeffrey Bennett. Who was the one that said that this guy is untrustworthy, he's deceitful, don't give him a penny of your money, and on for 7 years, Jeffrey Bennett badmouthed John Stadtmiller. So who's Stadtmiller suing? The person that said the incriminating statements, or the people that reported it? Now, as far as I know, Lisa, there still is a constitution in this country. There still is a First Amendment. There still is the freedom of speech and freedom of the press, isn't there?
As far as I know.
So it would be like someone reporting on some priests that were going to a whorehouse, and the priests sue the reporter for reporting on their dirty actions. You know, that's all we're doing, is we are reporting on what's going on in the Patriot community.
Right.
We're not the one saying that John Stadtmiller ripped off Jeffrey Bennett. Jeffrey Bennett is the one saying that.
Yeah, duh. But hey, if anybody feels inclined to sue us for telling the truth, have at it.
Yeah, so we're going to keep you updated. There's more to this story. And what really it boils down to is that we're shattering the illusion of this Patriot community and the people that are out there selling or using fear and using all of these other tactics, end times and the apocalypse, to sell their products. And they don't like it, because they've gotten away with this for so many years. They've made a nice, comfortable living
Right.
Doing this.
And these very same people are the ones that are capitalizing on the horrendous things that are happening to our country and to the American people. And if there's anything despicable about this whole situation, it is that right there.
And that's what they don't like about us, because up until this point, very little has been said about these people.
Right.
And the way they're making tons and tons of money by selling fear to you. They want you afraid so they can get in your pocket. And all you have to do is go to the Wing TV homepage. First of all, you can read about this lawsuit. And secondly, if you go to the archives, read these articles. Analysis, RBN Yanks, Peter Schenck. Jeffrey Bennett and John Stadtmiller, Strange Bedfellows. Jeffrey Bennett's article, or the article about Jeffrey Bennett, where he calls everybody a-holes. And then there's one last article called Snake Oil Gold Peddlers, which I reread last night, and not once did we use anybody's name.
Right. And if anybody wants to see Jeffrey Bennett's first article about me, before he concluded I am a mind-controlled zombie, you can go onto federalobserver.com and look in the archives section under the author's name, Bennett. And the title of the article is, Who is Lisa Giuliani?
Yeah, and that just goes to show, like Lisa says, is all these people consider us or you or anybody a friend until you start to question
their actions.
Their actions. Then all of a sudden, you're no longer their friend. And you can't imagine how many people are waking up on a daily basis. I forward these emails to Lisa, and it says, we were wrong.
Right.
You know, they said, oh, we didn't know what you were doing at Wing TV at first, but now we realize it is we're breaking through the illusion. It's like the Wizard of Oz. That's what it is.
Right. Well, it's misdirecting anger, too, at the messenger instead of the message and where it actually originated from. So if anybody should be mad at anybody, I would say Stadtmiller should definitely take Bennett to task, or vice versa. I mean, the original crime or sin, whatever you want to call it, doesn't lie with us.
Yeah, we're
just reported on events.
Here's something real quickly before we get Russ Diamond on the phone. Over the weekend, there's a local football team that seven of their players got busted for drinking underage at a party. Now, they got kicked off the team, and they have their big championship game this week. Our local radio station, one of them, reported on this. Well, unbelievably, people were calling the radio station, yelling at them for reporting the story instead of covering it up. Is that what you want us to do here? Do you want us to cover everything up like the mainstream media does? Or do you want to know what's going on in this so-called patriot movement? Because if you don't want to know what's going on, go back and watch CNN, watch Fox News, you know? Because that's what they do. They cover things up. We're not going to. And we've told John Stadtmiller and everybody else, we're not shutting up for anybody until they stop their dirty actions.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
We never promised anyone we were going to sweep anything under the rug.
That's right.
We want to expose these bad actions. We want to raise the bar higher. And there's a lot of resistance to raising this bar higher, mostly by the people who are doing the wrong thing.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's not going to end until we see a change on their part. It's that simple. It's not. Yes, is Russ Diamond in?
Who's calling?
This is Victor and Lisa.
Hey, Victor. Golly, you should be walking through the back door right now.
Okay, well, we're live here, so we'll just start filling people in on what Russ did and tell them we're going.
All right. Good.
Well, what we have is Russ Diamond. He's been on our show once before.
Uh-huh.
He's the founder of PA Clean Sweep. And this is an organization that says in the upcoming elections next year in Pennsylvania that we should vote out every incumbent that's on the ballot.
And it looks like Pennsylvanians have made a bold move, and
that's
we had
right.
a victory of sorts yesterday.
Right. This all started because on July 7th, over the summer, our legislators voted themselves the biggest pay raise in the state's history. These pay raises were anywhere from 16 to 54%. It made them the second highest paid legislators in the country, second only to California. Well, the people, and then what they did was, they did this in the dead of night, and then they all left town on their summer recess.
Right.
So they thought that by the time they got back this fall, everyone would have forgotten about it.
And I guess these people are only required to work in their offices about 75 days
right.
a year, yet they absolutely think they deserve a pay raise.
Yes.
It's just incredible.
Well, when they did return this fall, what they saw outside their office was a huge 25-foot pink inflatable pig standing right out on the steps or in the courtyard of the state capitol.
Surrounded by about 2,500 yeah. angry Pennsylvanians, including Victor and I.
That's right. We went down to this rally. It was at the end of September. And as I said, and we're just waiting for Russ Diamond here. So
I'm here.
Hey, Russ, how you doing?
It's fine, Victor.
Well, jump right in here, okay?
What's that?
Jump right in here.
Okay. You're talking about the rally. We had a good time at that rally, didn't we?
Oh, it's super. Well, Russ, I have to tell you that when I saw this headline, this is in the November 3rd edition of the Center Daily Times. It says, "Lawmakers kill pay raise." It was one of the happiest days I've had in ages. And as I told you a couple days ago, this is the most substantial voter movement that I can think of in the last couple decades. So why don't you fill everybody in on what's going on and how your organization and other people in Harrisburg helped kill this pay raise.
Well, it ain't dead yet, Victor. you know that they're still squabbling over
yeah.
the details. And actually, I was in attendance on Monday when the House debated how they wanted to send the bill back to the Senate. What they decided was that they didn't want to agree with the Senate, and they want to send it to one of those conference committees, which effectively means that the leadership is going to get together. They're going to work out a deal, and if you remember correctly, that's exactly what happened when the pay raise was passed.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm very suspicious about anything that might be going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it ain't over till it's over.
That's right.
And we have to wait and see. Now, if they do finally repeal the pay raise, Victor, then we have to insist that all the lawmakers who took the unconstitutional income pay it back.
Right.
And they need to pay it back personally. We can't let them dip into any kind of legislative funds
yeah.
to pay it back to the taxpayers.
Right, but their whole thing is they weren't acting on principle. They were acting out of fear to repeal it because they're afraid of getting voted out.
That's correct. Just like the bank robber who takes the money back to the bank out of fear of getting arrested. But you know what? He goes to jail anyway.
Yeah. That's right.
Now they're trying.
And of course, you know, yesterday we had made history in Pennsylvania. The voters of Pennsylvania came out of the woodwork to vote no on the Justices Newman and Nigro, the two Supreme Court justices.
Yep.
A first time ever an appellate court judge statewide has not been retained. Justice Nigro fell. And we take a little consolation prize on Justice Newman because she's 68 years old and absolutely must retire in 2 years when she turns 70.
Very good.
And she narrowly retained her seat, didn't she?
She did. I mean, generally, these justices are retained by a 75%
yeah.
to 80% yes vote. She squeaked by with less than 54% of the vote, and we believe that that sends a very, very strong message to everyone in Harrisburg that it's time to take the Constitution seriously. Constitution is not an archaic document that hangs on the museum wall for school children to admire on field trips.
Yeah.
It's a document that needs to be applied to every single thing they do under the dome in Harrisburg.
Absolutely.
Now, Russ, we saw you speak down there at the Rock the Capitol rally.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, if you run from anything from county commissioner to governor, you got two votes right off the bat from Wing TV here. You were phenomenal.
You were dynamic.
Oh, I sure appreciate that, but I'll underscore, I'm not running for anything.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I'm running for is freedom.
Good for you.
I want to help Pennsylvanians recapture their freedom, their liberty, their constitutional rule of order. And that's really what it comes down to, is that do we want our elected officials to follow the rule of law?
Right.
Because the rule of law for them is something that people put forth, and that is the Constitution. That document belongs to me, you, and every other citizen of the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
It's set up not to give us any rights, not to grant us any privileges, but to specifically limit the powers of those we elect to office. They've violated it. It's time for them to go. And frankly, at this point, they've let this thing go on for 4 months without solving it.
Right.
It's now a matter of trust. Can you, too, trust them to do anything right
no.
in the next year that they're in office?
Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Right.
I can't either. And I consider this the first day one of the lame duck session of the Pennsylvania Generosa.
That's right. They are scrambling politically because their feet are being held to the fire. Now, you're promoting public service over self-service, so you're looking now at the governor and the Senate. Tell us about that.
Well, the governor is kind of in the hot seat right now because as a result of yesterday's election where we tossed out Justice Russell Nigro, now the governor is tasked with finding a temporary replacement for him. Until we can hold an actual election for Supreme Court Justice in 2007. Now, it works just like it does down in Washington, where the governor appoints and the Senate needs to confirm. So the senators who are going to confirm and the governor, they need to be very, very, very careful about whom they pick to fill this slot. The governor is up for election as well next year.
That's right. Now,
he's an astute politician. I think he'll be very careful, but you know, he could actually, you know, the sad thing is, he could reappoint Russell Nigro.
He could,
and that would be the most foolish political move he could ever make.
Yeah.
However, you know, hearing the things that have come out of Harrisburg over the last four months, I'm certainly not, wouldn't be surprised if anybody in Harrisburg made another foolish move.
I know. Now, real quickly, I want to give your website address. It's www.pacleansweep.com. And even though this is geared towards Pennsylvanians, this is a framework that can be used for any state to start a grassroots organization to take back control of the people they elected, right?
That is correct. And I'll tell you, Victor, and I don't say this too often because usually I just talk to people who are interested in Pennsylvania stuff, but I know that you have a national and a worldwide audience. So I will say this on your show, Victor, that I've been contacted by people from at least five other states.
Excellent.
Who want to do a similar thing in their state. And what I'm telling them is, you know what, let us get through the cycle here. We'll set up the template, and then we'll give it to you free of charge. We'll share all our ideas with you, because I really do see this thing exploding from beyond the borders of Pennsylvania, and perhaps, with just a little bit of prayer and some hope, we might be able to do some sort of USA clean sweep in 2008.
Yeah, and it shows that if people get involved, they can make a difference. Who would have ever thought that lawmakers would take back a pay raise, plus we voted out Russell Nigro? It's people can make a difference, can't they?
They certainly can, and the difference they made yesterday and the difference they've made with their clamoring and their voices, their letters to the editor, their call to talk radio, their viewership of fine shows like yours, that is the difference they can make. The biggest difference they can make is just get out to the polls, vote your conscience, and make sure you're educated about who and what you're voting for.
Yeah. Okay, yesterday's election results were just the first volley. So what's next? And also, do you think we're beginning to see a revolution here in Pennsylvania?
Funny you should say that, Lisa, because all morning long, while I've been talking to media folks like yourself all across the Commonwealth, I've been using this example, and I've been telling people that yesterday was, in hindsight, I can honestly say I believe it was our Lexington and Concord.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, indeed, the first volley of some sort of revolution in Pennsylvania. There is a freight train of reform that's running through Pennsylvania, and it's focusing its one headlight on Harrisburg. And frankly, the people who work in Harrisburg, they either ought to step aside so they can get on the train, or they're going to get run over.
That's right.
It's as simple as that. It really is.
Yeah. Now let's talk about how these legislators actually took their pay raise, since the Constitution prohibits them from actually getting this pay raise per se. What they did was just sidestep around it and receive it in the form of unvouchered expenses.
Right.
Explain that.
Well, what that means is that they can, I don't know about you folks there, but where I work, if I have an expense for my business, I have to turn in a receipt and then I get reimbursed.
Right.
If you mention the term unvouchered expenses and explain it to anybody anywhere else besides Pennsylvania, they just look at you like, what, are you nuts? And what this is that the legislators get, and it happens to be exactly the amount of the pay raise, they are able to collect money for quote-unquote expenses. They don't have to turn any receipts in. They're just allowed to collect it on a monthly basis. A number of them did. A number of them did start to collect it, but then got wind of what we were up to and said, well, I think I'm going to decide not to. But, you know, all that income that they took is unconstitutional. The total of it is in millions of dollars. We fully expect them, after they repeal this bill, this pay raise in full for all three branches of government, we fully expect every single legislator to reach into their pocket and pay that money back. Because to use another analogy, you know, the citizens have sort of caught the legislature with their hands in the cookie jar. By repealing the pay raise, we're making them drop the cookie that's in their hand. But we also need to get the cookies that they've already stuffed in their pocket and get them back, too. Beyond that, like any good parent, we need to take the cookie jar and put it on a higher shelf so the children can't reach it. And the higher shelf I choose to put it on, and every Pennsylvania should choose to put it on, it's just the shelf of the Constitution, which actually has a lot of good built-in mechanisms to prevent this sort of thing from happening. And on the road to reform, this is the first rest stop. It's just making sure that we have legislators and judges and governors and executive branch officials who actually abide by the Constitution. If we would get to that point, I'm not so sure that we would need any further reforms, because we have a perfectly good Constitution in Pennsylvania, although there's a lot of people talking about changing it. If we could just find people who are willing to abide by it, I think we'd be in good shape. It'd certainly be a good start here.
Yeah, regarding paying back the money they've already taken, some would actually call that restitution, wouldn't they?
When you go into a criminal court, that would be called restitution.
Yeah.
I saw a funny comment by one of the reps yesterday who said, well, you're going to have to talk to Boscovs and my credit card companies. Well, now, folks, if this is an expense, and that expense is related to your legislative duties, why are you spending money at Boscovs? Why are you spending money with credit cards? That's not a legislative expense. That's salary.
Plus, you've pointed out in your newsletters, these guys, how their excess is so out of control. They have $85 bottles of wine, $300 dinners, and they don't have any respect for the voters of PA because they've gotten away with it so long up until now.
Yeah, and I don't think that Pennsylvania voters should be compelled to pay for their good time.
I don't believe so either. And you're absolutely right, Victor, and it really comes down to this. It's a matter of trust. Do you trust these people? And Pennsylvanians have to look beyond this, because there's a lot of Pennsylvanians who are pushing for some of the initiatives this legislator is pushing for, some of the property tax deals, that sort of thing. And these are all problems that we do have to address in Pennsylvania. But do you trust this legislature to actually accomplish that mission? See, I don't. I don't have one shred of trust for these people anymore.
Not as a body
and not as a person for any of them.
Right.
They have crossed the line, and you know, as they're sworn to support, obey, and defend the Constitution with fidelity, that puts me in mind of a marriage vow. And, you know, for most people, once a marriage vow is broken and there's infidelity in a marriage, it's extremely hard to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the same way when I trust someone. If they break my trust, doggone it, it's a long road to hoe for them to get my trust back.
And, you know, Russ, I have to admit I was wrong about something. We talked a couple days ago, and I said, well, what about these strongholds down there in Philly and Scranton and so forth where, you know, a politician could pretty much kill their mother on TV and still get voted in. But as we see from Russell Nigro, even the people in the strongholds are fed up, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Well, what we've seen on a county-by-county analysis of the vote on the two justices is that, indeed, there is a stronghold in Philadelphia for incumbent politicians. Now, I will say that the Philadelphia Inquirer 3 weeks ago came out with a very strong editorial message urging a yes vote on both justices. But their reasoning was very plain, because they're from Philadelphia.
Right.
It's really odd, because I don't think the Constitution reads any differently in Philadelphia than it does in Pittsburgh. But perhaps it does, because we see the kind of justices we get from Philadelphia.
Maybe.
Other than Philadelphia, there are areas of the Commonwealth which did, on a countywide basis, vote to retain these two justices. The interesting thing, though, Victor and Lisa, is that those areas of the Commonwealth where that happened to be areas of the Commonwealth where PA Clean Sweep has not gotten a foothold yet.
Uh-huh.
Where we got a foothold already over the last 4 months, and where we have a presence, where we have people working the polls, what we found was that those people didn't really even need to be at the polls, because our message resonated so good with those people and so deep that they didn't need us standing at the polls advising them, you know, which way to vote, this way or that way. We had a lot of people who just returned all the flyers we had given to them, and they said we didn't need them. The people showed up, and they were ready to do that, and we can see that here in the central and the western part of the We do have areas of the state where we have to work, and we need to have people who are viewing your show to log on to our website at padcleansweep.com.
Yeah.
Contact the county coordinator in your area. If you don't have a county coordinator in your own county, volunteer to become one. We can make a difference. Your vote does count.
Hey,
every
you know what?
Person in Pennsylvania needs to get on the train.
That's right. Maybe the Philadelphia Inquirer needs to have their feet held to the fire, too.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to rattle their chain a little.
Well, Russ, one last time, give out your website address.
It's www.pacleansweep, and that's all one word, pacleansweep.com.
All right, and if you get up in this area, make sure you stop in and say hello to us, and if there's anything we can do here at Wing TV, let us know, because you guys get so much credit. We're so proud of you. And
keep us updated, too.
That's right.
We sure will, and thank you very much for all you do up there, too.
All right. Take care, Russ.
Take care.
Okay.
There you go, Russ Diamond. And we can't say enough about this. This is a man and his organization that epitomizes activism and what we try to convey on Wing TV.
Yeah, pay very close attention to what's going on here in Pennsylvania. You can see similar results in other states if you model what they're doing here. We are seeing the beginnings of a revolution here in Pennsylvania, and it's quite exciting.
Right. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to be on Visigoths from the Grassy Knoll radio show. All the details are on the Wing TV homepage. And I think we're going to run an update on the John Stadtmiller lawsuit tomorrow also. So until then, keep your eyes open, because there is a lot going on.
See you then.